brand new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Joe Boy on Fresh FM. Yeah, there you have it. We also checked out, by the way, Blue Central. In case you just joined us, you missed out on one heck of a playlist. We checked out Beyonce's Love on Top, as well as Ashikune Leo. Make sure you don't tune in late. Yeah, you stay with us. As a matter of fact, don't tune out, because right now we're gonna have a conversation with Osikaren Lowe. She's the director for our 4-Day Week South Africa. She's basically the person that's going to ask all the technical questions that we have in terms of how does this thing work in Ghana, you know what I mean? Especially in terms of South Africa, you know, South Africa and Namibia have similar conditions. She's running that, or she ran the first pilot project that side, and she's about to run the second one as well. Osikaren!
Good morning, breakfast team. How are you?
We are fantastic. We are great. How are you doing today?
I'm so well. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. We need to pick your brain. We need to get inside and understand how this thing works, because we've been debating it the whole morning with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I guess you're going to have to answer a couple of questions for us. Just walk us through this concept and what model is it based on? And I understand that it was co-founded by Andrew Barnes and Charlotte Lockhart. Walk us through this concept, Karen. Lost out on current there for a second.
All right.
A technical issue there.
Yeah, yeah. Would you actually be down for that?
Yes, yes.
Like, in the industry that we're in, if we had, like, a corporate job?
No. Damn it. That, like, for our industry, it's like, unless I have a home studio. Right? I have a home studio. And then, Shekwan, you are just also there in your home with your home studio. And I'm in my home, and I do the show in my pajamas and like my coffee here. and I have like my Weet-Bix or my cornflakes on the side. You know what I mean? Because obviously here, you know, we can't have our cornflakes and our coffee in the studio. You know, like, you know, so you run the risk of spoiling your own equipment. Let's try and get hold of Karen once again. Seem to have experienced a bit of a technical difficulty there. Hi, Karen. Sorry about that. When it comes to technology, sometimes
it's raining this side, guys.
And it's raining cats and dogs this side.
You can't even blame it on load shedding. I have no idea what happened.
We cannot relate to that one, Karen. Where exactly are you finding yourself? Where are you finding yourself in South Africa?
I'm in Cape Town.
You are in Cape Town. Okay. Is it raining that side?
No, it's actually a beautiful day today.
Oh, yeah, but you do have clear skies, morning clouds. Yeah, I am. Wow. All right.
Strange stuff. Karen, walk us through the model that was founded by Andrew and Charlotte.
It's a very, very simple model. It is based on a principle called the 180-100 principle. So it's 100% pay, 80% of the time, in return for 100% productivity. So what we're looking here is it's a reduction in the average work week. So if, for example, that employee works 40 hours, we would look to, during the period of the pilot, get them down to round about 32 hours. So we're looking at a 20% reduction in the work week with no change of pay or leave, but there is that caveat that the employee will commit to delivering 100% efficiency and output for the duration of the trial.
So has this actually been implemented, or is it just an idea that you have approached a couple of companies? Are they open to it? Actually, that's what I want to know. Are the companies or corporates actually open to this model?
There are a lot that are and a lot that aren't. But I think that also there are a lot of misconceptions about what it is. So the first thing that people think of when I say 4-day week, it's like, it's a Friday off. I'm very sorry to disappoint you and the listeners, but that's not the case.
So
the 4-day week is not about a 5th-day stoppage. It's not about shutting the doors on a Friday or Monday. It is about finding, you know, a work time reduction model that works for that specific organization as well as for that particular industry. So globally, this started way back in 2017, and they've been running pilots all over the world, United Kingdom, Ireland, North America, Canada, Australia, everywhere. And this year, we've seen all the European Union countries come on. So we're seeing Spain, Italy, Sweden. We've just seen Brazil come online. So the first other developing country is starting to trial it. And my first cohort of South Africans started on the 1st of March. So they're just 2 months in to their first trial. And it's a mix of companies. We've got management consultants, ITC companies, lots of tax, advisory, legal, marketing. But the large corporate is a big, big, big undertaking to get the planning and onboarding and preparation ready. So we are consulting with corporates behind the scenes. In other words, they're not joining the pilot cohort. We are consulting with them one-on-one to get them ready to trial within their own organization.
So what I'm getting from you is that you already did run a pilot project. The Pioneer Pilot Project. Could you care to share some results with that pilot project in South Africa?
So the South African pilot is literally 2 months in of a 6 month trial. So we're literally two months down. So I can't give you the full results yet. We'll be publishing our midway and then our endway results. But if you look at the international results, and they've pulled all of that data together, all of the results are pointing to a revenue positive environment. In other words, there's no detriment to the bottom line. In fact, more often than not, they're gains. Then it's productivity neutral or positive. In other words, it indeed does hold productivity at the same level. But the most exciting part about all of these trials actually are the well-being scores. So if you start looking at the reduction in stress, burnout, absenteeism, improvements in sleep, improvements in exercise banks, a little bit of balancing and that household labor that is so badly distributed between husband and wife, often a little bit more care duties going to the husband. My husband's about to smack me right now. it's got even climate benefits. So you can imagine that these, organizations where staff are not having to travel into work every day, working with a sort of a flex in remote and hybrid. Yeah. And because it's a rest ethic, and I think this is the beauty of this particular experiment and the 180-100 model, is because it's intentional work, there is also intentional rest. So what we're asking employers to do is to say we value our staff's well-being, we value their need for work-life balance, and therefore we're going to gift you time off, and we're going to gift you that time off in a way that makes sense to you and in a way that makes sense to the organization so that that person can continue to deliver on whatever it is that they do and do it really well. So you remove all the waste of time, all the inefficiencies. That's where you start. You look to improve the way you use technology. And the best part is that the solve or the solutions to the problems in the organization is from the bottom up. In other words, the C-suite and senior management cannot dictate how the model works. It is for the teams and the departments to solve. This is our work. How do we get it done in a 20% reduced work week without increasing the intensity of the work on the day's work? And then when you rest and you do with that rest whatever you want. If you want to walk your dog or fetch your kids from school or go and watch a hockey match or a rugby match or take care of your mom or start a side hustle or learn, we've had some of our guys that are saying they're starting to go back to study because they've now been gifted a day off a week. That cumulative time means that I can start my MBA or I can finish a diploma. There's so many things that you can do.
Yeah, so Karen, I actually wanted to ask you of the pros and cons that would actually come with this program, but you did cover the obviously the advantages that could actually come with it. Can we maybe focus on the cons in terms of how this, if it could actually be a little bit of a pinch in terms of the organization itself, what would some of those cons be?
I think there are two main risk factors associated with participating in a trial. The first is that you don't plan. So there is an extensive two-month onboarding period where we teach organizations how to sort of plan and schedule. If organizations don't go through that planning phase or they skip it or they don't do it properly, we find that it takes them a lot longer to get, their approach right because this is, so it's not easy. It is not something that you just switch on overnight and you see the benefits. There's that typical, climb out of bed. This is amazing. So excited. Yeah. We're getting a whole day off and it's like, oh, what have we done? This is hard. And then once you've gone past this is hard and you've refined your model, you find the company settle in and within 2 months, they start seeing the significant benefits coming through from well-being, drops in absenteeism, all of the rest of it. But I must say the biggest risk factor is leadership mentality. Because if you are not open-minded, and if you are one of those bosses that wants to see bums on seats, my staff must be present at work, and if they're at work sitting in the chair, they must be working. If the boss is like that and they have that mentality, we don't have a hope of persuading them otherwise. Yeah. Until a competitor does it, and then they're sitting in a situation where they're 6 to 8 months behind, touching up and trying to offer the 4-day week. But it is something that you work towards. And I think a lot of organizations think, I must close my doors for a whole day. No. And that is important, because the organization has to understand that flexible work is the way of the future.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us are burnt out, stressed, let alone all the trauma that we experience post-COVID.
Yes.
We're still getting back into a new kind of normal. So the business is not open-minded, they're not agile, they're not flexible, they're not adaptive. You know, they've got the wrong mindset. They want to dictate how this looks without consulting staff. They're going to get it wrong.
Yes.
And this is where we see the downside of this experiment. So the leadership mindset has to be right. The staff has to be properly consulted, and your planning has to be done properly. And then I think most importantly, you don't just turn it on. It's during 6 months. You've got 6 months to develop your own model and try it and refine it and test.
All right, Karen. Just one last bit. Help us with your contact details, because I know Namibian businesses will be curious about this. And I understand that you're also going to run a second pilot program with the deadline being 15th of May. Kindly help us with your contact details, seeing that we are running out of time.
So they can email me directly on karen@4dayweek.co.za. So K-A-R-E-N at 4dayweek.co.za. Or you can go to 4dayweek.co.za website, look out for the pilot tab, and all of the information is in there. So you can email me directly or get hold of me by the website. And the deadline is end of May to start onboarding for 2 months. June and July are onboarding months to start officially on the 1st of October. So plenty of time for organizations to get on board.
Karen Lowe, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You are the director of the 4dayweek in South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day, Breakfast Team.
All right.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a song. Sorry, man.
Whenever, wherever you are.